Good afternoon. This is Sharon Lockhart. And did we do our intro, Every Woman intro?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God, where was my mind? Because I was going to say at least the disclaimer that, of course, the opinions and views are our own. We have in the studio with us two segments today. First, we have Stand Up KC, two women who are bravely fighting the good fight. And second, we'll be talking to Saj Kaya, a poet, a writer, a author, an activist, a really much kick-butt person. And she'll be talking about the 20th anniversary of the Million Woman March. But first, we're going to talk with Bridget Hughes and
Marquita Carr.
And they are two fast food workers who have been involved with Stand Up KC since the inception, I guess, and have a story to tell us today. Who wants to start? I hear that you guys got it on the ballot again to raise the fast food, but that's just the beginning.
They got more than just getting it on the ballot. It was my understanding. My understanding was that you won. I mean, the first step.
Yeah. So we did win at a city level. It did pass on the city level. However, with the preemption bill that went into effect last year, that kind of counteracts at a city level. So Stand Up KC and the Fight for 15 as a movement have decided to merge Stand Up KC with St. Louis chapter workers. And we're actually going to fight to get it on the ballot at a state level to where this preemption bill can't counteract that.
And you passed with a 68% majority.
Yeah, 68% majority at a city level. So now we have to get it at a state level. Otherwise, this preemption bill is going to keep knocking it back. Even though we continue to win these raises, the legislator is now saying, well, the city can't make that decision. So it's got to be passed at the state level.
Let me tell you a little bit about our guests. Marquita Carr is working to help support a disabled spouse, and she has two grown children, and she's been in the fast food industry for a number of years. I'm not sure how many. And Bridget Hughes has four children, a mother with four children, and she has the daycare issue to contend with. And I don't know how you all deal with it. How do you make ends meet? How are you finding it? How hard is it?
It's definitely very hard. A lot of women or families in our position are forced to take state assistance or government programs just for the basic needs. That's not including lights and, you know, utilities, rent. The daycare is definitely a huge issue. There isn't a lot of good quality, affordable childcare available to us, beings that we're forced into these poverty or low-wage jobs. We're kind of forced to take whatever we can get at the time just to be able to work, and a lot of times our children end up suffering from that and not getting the education that they deserve because we're forced into these other situations.
Tell about this story, and I don't want to shut Marquita out. Chime in there anytime, Marquita. About your child being shoved off a playground at swing set and you guys being charged with child abuse.
Well, we weren't officially charged with child abuse, but my son, the daycare claims that he fell off of the slide. However, when we took him to the emergency room, his leg was broken. The doctor explained to us that the way that his leg was broken, it was too severe to have simply fallen off of a slide. That either he had to have been hit pretty hard to break his leg, or he had to have been forcefully pushed off of the slide. The daycare has no recollection as to what happened to my son. The only thing that they know is that he was on the ground crying. And CPS actually investigated his father and I saying that there was child abuse occurring in the home. I had several caseworkers come investigate my home, make sure we had food and quality bedding, make sure we're both providing for the children properly. And it ended up eventually getting dropped. But the fact that my children and I had to go through that issue in the first place is terrible. And then for you, as the person who's responsible for my child while I'm working, have no recollection as to what happened to my child is even more terrible. So that daycare is actually shut down now. So, you know, positively, no other children are going to suffer from that. But this is a reality all across the board with child care.
But you also mentioned third-degree burns from diaper rash.
Yep.
Because the baby laid in wet diapers all day.
All day long.
And the smell of marijuana when you came to pick up your children.
Not just marijuana. I mean, I've seen teachers in classrooms with beer cans in their hands. I mean, things that children can pick up and consume. Like, this is not safe for our children. And there are a lot of great daycares, but the reality is we can't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to pay for it.
Right. Marquita, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I'm a wife, and I've been married about 16 years now, and my husband is disabled. He's on dialysis, so he doesn't work full-time. He tries to do what he can, but it doesn't suffice. And because I'm only making $8.50 at Chick-fil-A, I'm not able to have insurance for myself. I can only pay for him, and that is just the minimum. So a lot of times we go without certain medicines he needs because of the fact that we don't have. And this is why I'm fighting for 15 in a union.
And I asked you out in the green room if you guys had experienced any retaliation or blowback from your employers, and share a little bit about that experience.
Well, me actually have not experienced anything. They know that I'm part of Stand Up KC, so they do not do anything like that. They're respectable of it, but at the same time, I conduct myself appropriately.
Aside from that, we as workers in the United States of America have all federal right to protest against our employers. We have all federal right to protest against the conditions of our workplace and low pay. So legally, regardless of what they may feel like they want to do to us, legally there's nothing they can do to us. And Stand Up KC as a movement, whether we've won our union yet or not, we are a union, and we have each other's back 100%. And if any one of our workers faces any type of retaliation, harassment, discrimination, anything on the workplace, best believe all thousands of us are right behind them to defend anything that they're facing.
And what are some of the experiences you're receiving from the patrons in the fast food places?
I'm sorry, from the...
The customers.
Actually, I have noticed a huge turnaround as far as customers. It used to be we would get these customers that have no idea what we're going through. They're impatient. They just want their food. They want to get out. They want to go. And now I find that a lot of customers are becoming more personable. They're understanding these conditions that we are facing and these conditions that we are going through. And so a lot of times when they come in, they will, you know, thank me and they'll be more patient with me. They'll even conversate and ask, you know, hey, I seen a speech that you did today. How's everything going with the family? And, you know, we're really taking the time to understand that we are human beings and we are trying to survive and take care of our family like everyone else.
You know, that's one of the things that I hear a lot of people saying is this idea that, well, you can just go get a different job, or you aren't really working hard enough, and why do you deserve to have more than what minimum wage is right now? Do you get a lot of that to your face? I see a lot of it. It's a lot of it out there.
You don't get that?
I don't get that.
I have faced that. But again, the reality is the fast food industry, the low wage industry, period, is the fastest growing industry. These are the jobs that's available. We could easily say, oh, let me quit my job and go find another job. But the reality is the other job is going to be the same job. You have the same options available, whether it's retail, fast food, home health care, child care. We even have airport workers that recently joined the movement. So all of these jobs that were quoted as good jobs at one point in time, the reality is there are no good jobs. These are the jobs we have. So we need to make these jobs the good jobs.
Yeah, and the other side of it is that, you know, 30 years ago, is it 725 the current minimum, or what is
765
it? 765 in Missouri. If, you know, 30 years ago, you might have been able to live off of that. But this is 2017. And how long has the minimum wage been at 765 or around there? There's been a few increases, but they've been really small and haven't really caught up with inflation and just standard increases in the cost of living.
In 2007, the 725 minimum wage in Missouri passed. So from 2007 to 2017, 10 years later, there has been, what, 55-cent increase? So, yeah, it's definitely not adding up. Granted, the cost of living has increased by over 70%. The cost of goods have increased by over 70%. And yet, our wages have increased by 5% in the last 10 years. It's not keeping up regardless.
Now, I'm trying to find out where these... when we first started out with the 725, so federal minimum wage went to 725 in July 2009, it looks like. But this is still so much lower than what the cost of living is. And now, is 15 really getting us to cost of living?
Not really. We need at least 22 to have a cost of living, but we're going to start there.
$15 is not going to make us rich. $15 is a starting base to where we can attempt to be more comfortable. We can attempt to be able to afford our rent and afford our bills and afford things for our children. And we can get back to being those wives and those mothers, those brothers, fathers, sisters that we intended to be. So it's just a starting gate, and it will make things a lot easier. But the average wage that a worker would have to make to be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment in Kansas City is, like Ms. Marquita said, $22 an hour. So it's definitely not anything that's going to make us rich at all, but it will make it a little more comfortable for us.
So if you have a spouse, two people working at $15 an hour, is that going to be able to support a family of four or six people?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. For just a two-bedroom, you would need average of $22 an hour living wage. So for people who have two incomes, then, you know, granted, yes, that would be sufficient for them. They would be able to survive for that. But the reality is that majority of families are single-parent homes. Whether just a father or just a mother, or the mother can't work or the father can't work, there's so many disabilities and different things going on in a family household. You can't just base it on the two-parent home, because that's not the reality for all Americans.
Okay, one of the other arguments that I hear an awful lot is, well, I'm a insert something they think is makes them better than a fast food worker here, and I don't make $15 an hour. Saw that with like people who are working in nursing. I mean, there's some jobs that require college educations that aren't paying $15 an hour. What do we say to them?
A lot of them
join the movement.
There we go.
We have home health care. We have we recently did action early last year with some of the nurses down at Children's Mercy and Truman Medical Center to fight for their union and get their union contract amended. But I mean, that's the point. The fact that you have college education and you have all of this steps and training that you had to go through for this job, but yet you make less than $15 an hour. That's the whole point of this movement, because exactly. You should be making more than $15 an hour yourself. And we should be making at least, you know, starting off $15 an hour. But the fact that you are a police officer, a nurse, an airport worker, and you make less than $15 an hour, that's the point that we're making. It's a shame. Nobody in America should be making less than a wage that provides them a livable cost.
And do you mind taking a call? We've got a caller on the line. All right. Caller, could you state your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Anthony. I'm calling from the South Side. Great conversation. I love what I'm hearing. I have been in a profession where there has not been a increase in wages in probably over 50 years. It's basically just the same pay or even less. But one of the reasons why I called your show today is it's well documented that women are getting paid, you know, maybe 70% of what a man makes. And I think if you attack that issue as well, equal pay, that is another issue that I think may help bring more parity and more support to the problems that women face. Because as far as I'm concerned, we saw it in the last political race with Hillary Clinton. You know, it was obvious this country has some nepotism, cronyism, and all the other isms, including racism. You know, and it, to me, it was a clear case of gender disparity in that situation. And I even wonder if she would have made the same as a regular president. No, that's a joke. I don't know. But seriously, there needs to be parity in the pay. Oh, go ahead.
Thank you, Anthony. You're a brilliant person.
All right. What do you have to say to the caller there?
He's absolutely right. And again, this is why we're not just fighting for $15, but we're fighting for a union rights. Because with the union, we can ensure that whether male, female, black, white, Latino, we all get the same pay for the same job, for the same skill set. But the reality of it is, not only are women making less than men, but say you're a woman, an African-American woman, that 70% drops down to in the 60s. Say you're a Latino woman, that 70% drops down to the 50s. You make almost half of what your male counterpart makes per hour. So the wage gap is definitely something that we are fighting against and that we are addressing. And again, the best way to solve that would be for every working American to be able to have a union to protect them, to say, okay, this is a man, this is a woman doing the same job with the same skill set, so they're going to get the same pay.
How are your other coworkers handling this? Because I know I've worked in some lower wage jobs before, and when talk of a union came in, there was always at least one or two people like, you idiot, they're going to take all your paycheck, and you better not let that happen in my job.
I think when I was faced with that at my job, I was trying to get people to join the Fight for 15, and their worst fear was, I'm going to be arrested. Am I going to be arrested? And I was like, no. Do you see me being arrested? No. You see me out there marching for people's rights. That's what you do. Don't start with the most scariest thing in your mind. But at the same time, that's when they started converting, when they seen the fight. They seen what we do and the struggle. And they were like, oh, it's not what I thought it was. No.
They thought they were going to be arrested?
That's the first thing they thought.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know where they got that from.
Oh, my gosh.
And as far as people's fears on the union, yes, there are a lot of times union dues. We right now do not have union dues because we do not have our union, but we do act as a union. But here's the thing. So you pay a union due, but the reality is a union worker makes $3 to $5 more than somebody who does not have a union. So really, you need to ask yourself, is that few dollars out of my paycheck worth those 3 to 5 extra dollars per hour that I'm getting to take care of my child? So really, it's more so of a question of the yin with the yang.
Right. Now, I think we're running out of time here. You actually have to go into work today, don't you?
Yes, I'm leaving. My boss has actually been blowing me up throughout this interview, so. Really quick, I did want to mention something Stand Up KC has coming up for Women's Equality Week. Wednesday, August 23rd from 7 to 8:30, we will have a Faith, Justice, and Action breakfast for women faith leaders. Will be there, low-wage workers. It'll be at St. Mark's Church, and you can RSVP through Facebook Eventbrite.
Well, thank you for coming and talking to us today about what's going on in the fight for 15, where we stand now, and why we're having this fight right now.
Marvita Carr and Bridget Hughes.
And thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
And we're going to take...
Marquita. I'm sorry, Marquita. I said Marvita.
I didn't catch it.
And we're going to take a station break.
That sound, you ask?
It's the sound of one-time-use trash. People get bottled water because of hydration, convenience, and the claim of better taste and quality. Truth is, there's usually no difference between bottled and tap water. The healthier choice is to get a cool, reusable bottle made of lined aluminum, steel, glass, or special plastic that won't break off chemical bits like the plastic used in disposable bottles. Get healthy and keep your world from becoming a big junk pile. Disposables dead. Brought to you by J.C. Herman High School and 90.1 FM KKFI.
KKFI Crossroads Music Fest is here again. Saturday, September 9th in Kansas City's Crossroads Arts District. Over 35 bands on 9 stages. Tickets are on sale now for just $20. The festival is a diverse slice of the music scene in the area. This year's artists include The Fantastics, Enrique Chi of Making Movies, Javier Mendoza, Crystal Rose, Barclay Martin, Duncan Burnett and Riot, Sarah Morgan, Kelly Hunt, Mundo Nuevo, Kyle Reed, Instant Karma, Hot Club KC, and many more. Saturday, September 9th, the Crossroads Music Fest, a benefit for KKFI. Tickets and more info are available at cmfkc.com.
All right, and we are back, and we are going to be talking about the Million Woman March here. The anniversary, what?
It's 20th.
20th anniversary of the Million Woman March. And I wanted to, we did our interview with Stand Up KC right off the bat, but I hope you noticed that we played Taylor Swift in our intro and wanted to talk about how, as feminists right now, we should all be standing behind Taylor Swift, who has been testifying in a sexual assault trial. She was sued for reporting someone for assaulting her. She was sued because this person got fired. And she has since countersued for $1 for the sexual assault. So she's really not trying to make money off of this guy. She's just trying to make her point. The judge has now dismissed her from the case. She's no longer a defendant in this wrongful termination slander suit. And she gave really fantastic testimony on the stand. She just kept telling the other side's attorney that, no, none of this was her fault. It was his client's stupid behavior that got him in trouble, and she wasn't going to feel bad about it. And no, she's not going to let them make her think something else happened, because that's not what happened. And no, she doesn't blame her bodyguard, because it wasn't her bodyguard that assaulted her. So keep following it in the news. Send your support for Taylor Swift right now, and send your support to all women who are going through the very difficult task of seeing a sexual assault through the court system.
And supporting their families on minimum wage.
Hopefully they don't have to do both.
That's
really send your support for them.
And next we have Saj Kaya. I've introduced her as a activist, poet, singer, and author. I think she also owns a travel agency, and she has a website. I want you to give that website address right now, Saj.
It's sajkayat.com. That's SAHJKAYA.com. I'm going to give it to you one more time because I want you to make sure you have the spelling correct. It's very important. SAHJKAYA.com. And when you go to those sites, make sure you click on Woman Marched on the menu and also 4-day Sabbath celebration. That's on the menu also. And those are the very important things that you should pay attention to immediately.
And so what prompted you to start this anniversary? Is this a national movement, this 20th anniversary?
Actually, the Million Women March took place October 25th, 1997 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And 3 million women actually came out. It was the dream of Dr. Bab Stinson Phillips, who was the personal assistant to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. During the marches. She had the dream, and in fact, the dream wasn't actually the original, wasn't actually for just African-American women to come. When she dreamed it, it was all women coming together and standing and doing something to change the world from what it was. And then some other people that had found out about her dream because, you know, the Million Man March took place. Well, that took place because she had a discussion with someone that was close to Minister Farrakhan, and at one time they were supposed to have a meeting, but Dr. Babs had a heart attack. She ended up being in the hospital. The meeting didn't take place, but the Million Man March went forward first. So then, after that, came the Million Woman March. What happened was that some other women took it to just African-American women. But Dr. Babs' dream was that all women would come together. And that leads us up to what's getting ready to take place as far as the worldwide 4-day Woman Sabbath celebration.
And Woman is spelled WOMB.
That's right.
MAN.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the reason why, because, you know, we, our whole language is screwed up for real. It's ill-defined. Most of the things people say are ill-defined, and they never look at the critical, accurate part of the what it really means. Womb man identifies the individual that brings all of the human beings on this earth into the earth.
Well, that would give us a little bit too much importance, don't you think?
Well, as far as the patriarchal system, absolutely. But the patriarchal system came after the matriarchal system was destroyed and women were beat down enough not to discuss it. Now we are coming full circle. We're coming to the end of history. What does that mean? History, death, destruction, deception, barbarism, you know, these type of things, the annihilation of the planet. People over here talking about going to war in North Korea and dropping bombs. None of this has to happen. None of this has to happen. This is man ego arrogance, all right? This is sickness, because anybody that would spend trillions of dollars to go mass murder a whole nother population on the other side of the world is absolutely insane. And that is why the woman whose children are the ones they send as cannon fodder, that send to fight other children, okay? Those, and that's when they talk about war, they're saying, okay, get ready your children, we're going to send you, but if any of you go, you are foolish and fools.
We want to make sure that Donald's two sons go. No, right. They've got to be first in line to go to this war.
Yeah. and all the other white supremacists.
And daughters. It's an integrated military, guys.
Yes. Oh, all, yeah. And I know, seriously, all the white supremacists that want to continue this warmonging mentality of destruction. Yes.
I had forgotten how fiery Saj was. Ron, do you remember how fiery Saj is?
I can't take the credit. This is the mother creator. I gave her myself to speak to the world. The mother of the universe. I opened myself up and said, Mother, I looked through my eyes. When I was hit by the 18-wheeler truck, my book release tells the whole story where I was hit by the 18-wheeler truck, me and my husband, and we died. Went to the other side, and the creator revealed to me many things that I'm trying to share with people. I'm simply the messenger. I'm not trying to take credit for anything except being obedient to the word that sends me to warn the people, like on Watchman's Duty. When the sword comes, and you know it's coming, and if you don't warn the people that it's coming, then all the blood is required of you if you're on the Watchman's Duty. But if you tell the people and they don't adhere to the warning, that's on them. And the warning is coming. It has come. Okay, and that's what that thing is all about.
We've got a caller. Would you like to go ahead and caller, state your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Tony. I'm calling from the north side, and I really, really like the lady that just spoke. She's right on point. And in fact, if any of you know how to get in touch with the 99% movement, the Wall Street movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, any of those movements, the best way to deal with this racist system that we have now is to boycott the military until such time that this country can find its respect and morals to treat everyone as equals. We have black and Hispanic people that go over and fight for this country, come back, and they're still discriminated on. Their mothers, their daughters, their children are still discriminated against. So why do people want to go out, number one, to fight a war, and number two, to fight for a country that is just using you to prop up the status quo? So I'm a big proponent of boycotting the military, especially if you are a black person, a Hispanic person, a woman, anyone that has faced discrimination in this country. That's your weapon. Your best weapon to fight.
You know, and if you, when you, sir, when you go to the website, you'll see that it's not only a boycott coming, but it's absolutely, there's two things that are coming with the 4-day Sabbath celebration. That's 4 days that the Mother of the Universe has had ordained for everyone to shut it down, to go home, to stay home. Nobody move. Nobody go to work. Nobody go to school. Nobody go to church. Nobody go to the store, buy no gasoline, or do anything. It is a shutdown. And in those days that everybody comes into their homes and shut down, it's like the 21st century Passover. If anybody knows what the Passover is about.
I know you have other people that won't get on. But it's the millennials, the future generation, your kids, your children, your grandkids. This system keeps turning over. At first, it was my grandfather, great-grandfather, that was in slavery. Then my father had to deal with Jim Crow and coming to back door. Now, I listened to what they said. I went out and I got all these college degrees. So, and to be honest,
did you have a question?
With a college degree makes no more money than a white person with a high school
diploma. Right. Did you have a question? Did you have a question, sir?
Thank you for your call.
Oh, I thought you had a question.
You know, we're getting a lot of people calling in, and today seems like a really active day. The people are out there, and they're listening, and they want to call, and they want to contribute to everything that's been said today, and that's a very positive thing. Mm-hmm. So keep those calls coming, and you keep doing what you're doing, because you're inspiring people already out there.
Well, again, I'll get anybody just tuned in. Please go to the website, sajkaya.com, and look at the 4-day worldwide woman Sabbath celebration that's coming up. The 20th anniversary of the Million Woman March is a cyberspace event. It is going to be televised over Facebook Live because, what the Mother of the Universe has ordained on this Sabbath is if we can't move, that means we don't travel nowhere to go to no march. We don't travel anywhere because all kind of havoc is getting ready to take place. We've already seen it. We've seen way back the Tsunamis and the Katrinas and all of these catastrophes happening, but everything is getting ready to accelerate. Everything is getting ready to accelerate. So you need to start preparing yourselves to take inventory of your life and yourself and withdraw from this system, because as long as you keep feeding the system, long as you keep feeding a monster, it will continue to live. You pay the taxes.
What's the date of this 4-day shutdown? Okay. Stand down for four days.
Shutdown is the anniversary. We're having it on the October 28th, which is a Saturday, a cyberspace event. And then the Sabbath begins the very next day, that Sunday, shut in. When we talk about the Passover, and we talk about in the Passover, you had the blood of the lamb that they put over the door. Well, what is the lamb? The blood of the lamb is all of the human beings that have been murdered by policemen, by other relatives, by wars that are just rich people sending people off to kill other people in order to confiscate lands and materials and minerals and products. You know, these type of things. We need to take some spiritual inventory. That's what's going on here. And it's going to happen October the 28th is the cyberspace 20th anniversary of the Million Women March, which is the prelude to the worldwide 4-day Woman Sabbath celebration on the 29th, the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st of November. Now, and then, people, be ready for the cleanup.
I have often said that this economy depends on us spending money, and if we could get together and shut it down, I even think one day would make a whale of a difference, but a 4-day shutdown of nobody spending any money,
none,
that will bring them to their knees.
That's
in
right.
No time. I truly
all the slaves
that
would be off of the plantation and say, oh, we're going to see who's got power here. The people have the power. It said, in the course of human events, if any form of government becomes destructive, it's your right, and it's not only your right, it's absolutely your duty to alter it, to abolish it. And when you see these policemen doing the things that they're doing, those guns that are getting killing our people are paid by your taxpayers' monies. Those uniforms that they cover themselves with is taxpayers' money. All of these things are your money funding bombs, guns, and all of these things. And until you stop it, blood is going to run 6 feet deep over the earth. That was the word given to me that I'm sharing with you.
And we just had a caller asking for you to give out your website again.
Yes.
And if you have any other contact information, a phone number or anything else, give it to everybody, because there's some interested people out there.
Yes. Right now, you can go to sajkaya.com, SAHJKAYA.com, and look up Woman March and Sabbath. And when you get there, you'll see an email address that you can send any emails to.
I'm just wishing we'd had Saj on more frequently, because it's been a number of years since you've been on the show, and we had sort of lost touch. And I ran into you, and it's a beautiful day a couple
Divine
of months
intervention.
Ago. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm just so happy to have you on the
Thank
air.
You.
And, you know, I read your book. Oh, my God. The story of your book is just incredible. Is that available if they go to your website? Are they able to get that book to read your story,
yes,
too?
Yes, they can. It's listed on the Internet. And if they're interested in the book, just shoot me an email.
Okay, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just blown away by the passion that you have and the fire that you you know what?
What?
You put Donald Trump to shame. I think the fury and the fire that you have shared here today makes him look like the idiot.
Well, you know, it says, speak the truth and shame the devil. And as far as I'm concerned, devil means liar, deceiver. And this person is a deceiver, and all the people that gravitate toward him are playing a deceiving game and acting like there's power when there is no power. It's just a inflated image.
You know, and you talked earlier about the rhetoric that was coming out between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump and how women wouldn't do that. And I believe that if we had had a woman president, but also if...
The right woman president.
If North Korea had a female leader, too, I think that it's both of them. It's this bad combination. I mean, I think we sit over here sometimes and go, well, if only the United States were able to do this. But you know what? Their country could do that, too.
This is worldwide.
Exactly.
Worldwide. And the mother is calling the woman forth because the woman has been destroyed, beat down. And the woman is the power. She's the oracle of life. She is the oracle of life. And through her comes life in human beings, you know, and she has to take her stand. When she shuts down, everything shuts down. We are calling for the woman of the world. You know, I had some controversy with some people that I don't like the term womb man, but that's the accurate truth. If you're a feminine, that's your business. That's fine. You know, if you are there to support the women and the children that come into this world that are being abused, trafficked, assaulted, destroyed, you know, not educated, not loved, not nurtured, not taken care of. That's why I said the end of his story of the section of destruction, but the beginning. That's where the celebration comes in. The beginning of her story, which is renewal, restoration, nurturing, healing. These are the things the woman and her nurturing ability brings forth.
And as we see victories like... it's a small victory, but the fight for 15.
Mm-hmm.
When we see people standing up and trying to stop women from being taken advantage of, is this moving in the right direction, or is this just still so little?
It's little, but when you chop down a mountain, you do it one chip at a time. When you eat an elephant, you do it one bite at a time. But sometimes it takes a massive move. But all of these small movements are going to join together to the big movement because it's the same thing. But they're going to see in this system that we have to be real about it. There is no justice. There is no justice in the system, and it can't be because it wasn't built on that type of foundation. That is why we have to... It's already broken. It's already cracked. We just got to cave it in and redo it. Even many corporations, you know, and when you build a new house, they gut the middle of it and rebuild everything. It is time. That's why they put it in the Constitution. It is time to end his story, which is death and destruction and wars. And her story, which is healing and to build the paradise. We have all the tools. And everything that we need, all we need is to move the block of ignorance and arrogance out of the way, which come in testosterone poisoning. Did y'all get that one? Okay.
You make it sound very easy.
Unity. It's love, and we got it, and it can be easy. And I'm not gonna allow you to put the butt in front of it. Because when we start telling the truth, like you said, these people are calling. When we start telling the truth, they would be drawn to the truth. You know, unity is the answer to break down the rest of the system and rebuild the paradise that we know and have the tools to be able to build for everybody.
It sounds like we may have another caller.
See if they have a question.
See. Amy's got it here.
All right, we've got Drew and Olathe. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, guys. I was going to say, well, I was wondering if the guest had ever read a book called The Alphabet Versus the Goddess.
No, I haven't.
It's a commentary on possibly why we started seeing things shift towards more male-dominated instead of more balanced society. And one of the arguments they make is the way the alphabet and we read it affects our brains, and it gives dominance. I want to say I can't remember if it's left or right brain. That's orderly, linear, and stuff. And before that, it used to be more of a balance. And part of a writing system we could institute for kids, because of the way it's structured, before we ever introduce them to the English alphabet, would be hieroglyphics. Because if you look at the Egyptians, they had a more balanced view, and part of it was the way you have to read hieroglyphics. And in regards to...
I learned how to read hieroglyphics when I was a kid. Maybe that explains it.
Well, I mean, even before you reading the English or alphabet. With North Korea, I'm inclined to somewhat agree with you, but I also just wonder, because I know a bit of the situation from what I've heard, even deeper than what most people know. I don't know if any of you read the article about how the head of the Moonies got along very well with Kim Jong-un's father. Kim Il-sung, the original founder. And he even would tell his son, Kim Jong-il, to get advice from this man.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding what the point that you're making, because I really wanted to get people to understand is that we're in a spiritual movement, a shift of change, and all of the little things that are going on that people are trying to put band-aids on, it's not going to help the situation until we break the situation. Do you understand what I mean?
I won't disagree with you in that respect.
You know, so I want to get to, I know a lot of people talk about the this and that and this and that and over there and over there and over here and everywhere. I would go crazy if I dealt with stuff like that. That's why I have to allow the spirit to speak through me. And sometimes I go, you kidding, Ma? You know? and then I just know it's listen. And then the things are revealed. That's on my website. There are a variety of things. There's this book called The Coming of the Elohim, and it really breaks down revelations to the reality of the origin of man, of humankind, and what that's really all about. Because when we speak on things based on what we've been taught rather than what we seek out to learn, then we get kind of turned in a backwards kind of direction, and we can't ever get the truth if everything that we've been taught has been based on a lie. Do you understand what I mean?
No, I understand what you mean. I'm just referring to what I've seen in observation in the behavior of that country, and it's basically a cult made into an entire state, which is why I think it's such a problem. But I would also ask along those lines, when you say this, have you heard of the goddess Isis, the weaver of the universe,
whole
thing as well?
Isis and Mary is the same person as Isis, and Osset is the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Creator has many names, has thousands of names, but the spirit is the same. And there's a variety of goddesses, which is Ma'at. Ma'at is the goddess of mm-hmm. truth and justice. And then, and she is present now. That is why a lot of people are communicating truth and justice now. And then there's another goddess called Sekhmet. And she's the one, the goddess of vengeance, of unrighteousness. And she's the one that's coming in October. So this is some of the things that are put on the website. That's why I've continued to give a website where you can get more information, and then you can contact me through that vehicle.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks
for calling, Drew. Always a pleasure. Okay. So this 4-day event in October,
mm-hmm.
what other information can you share about that with listeners? It seems pretty intense.
It's going to be, it is intense. I've shared what I could share because this is what the mother has given me to share. And those 4 days will be a celebration of the transition of a broken, corrupt system to a renewal of human beings and human life. Of course, just like every catastrophes or things that happen. And another thing about the that when I was talking about the Passover, like I said, pictures of those slain and murdered and killed, you know, whether they're killed by chemical, what do you call that? Chemical warfare. That's what I call when you got drugs and pharmaceutical companies, giving all kinds of pills that they really don't know what's going on and say, oops, you know, do you ever hear those commercials? The thousand side effects of all these different drugs. That's chemical warfare, right? Okay. But all of the people that are killed by different ways of this system and its corrupt means, for just sucking the money and the blood and the life out of human beings. This planet was given to all of us. This planet was given to us to create into a paradise. And men and supporter of men and their war ways have made it into the worst hell that you can imagine. You know, one of the worst things, the thing that put me over the top is what's happening to our children and the women. Traffic, sex trafficking. Nobody want to talk about none of this stuff. But all of this heinous atrocities are going on in this planet. And our governments and the governments of the world are supporting and holding grass to this. And until the people stop and stand up and unite together and shut down, have the biggest sit down in Sabbath celebration in the world, then this system, they're going to be dropping bombs. And you, the things that y'all see today is going to be like patty cake.
One of the things that really struck me when you said you post the pictures of the people who have fallen victim to the system in one way or another, and then went on to describe that system. When you get down to, like, people who have been victims of the system that we live in right now, there's not very many people who don't know someone.
Exactly. 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 This is what I'm saying. And you know, I love, you know who I love? I absolutely love Minister Farrakhan. He speaks the truth as far as he knows it. And like far as I know it, we are all inspired by the Spirit and we tell what the Spirit tells us. Yes, there has to be a separation he speaks of. I don't see it the way he sees it, but there has to be. You know where the separation comes from? Unrighteousness and righteousness. That's the way it's going to come. It's not going to come through black or white or tall or short or African or European. It's going to come from those who are righteous and stand with the righteous and those who are the unrighteous that want to continue the cover up. That's why the line has to be drawn. So on that day, just like it talks about the Bible, want to be in the bed and want to be out. And there's scriptures that talk about when the supposedly this rapture and want to be in the farmland farming. There'll be two there and one to be taken and one won't. Well, that what has to do with even when I talked about the police situation and the war situation on those days, you got to shut down. You got to come home. You have to come home. You've got to let it go. You've got to break your ties with the unrighteous and come home. And if you don't, you will be devoured and destroyed like the unrighteous. That's it. I don't know what else I could really share other than go to the website, send your emails and for questions. And as we go, we will bring more information to you.
Well, we are coming up towards the end of the hour, so let's give the website one more time.
Sajkaya.com. That's SAHJKAYA.com.
All right, Sharon, you look like you are ready to say something.
Oh, no, my jaw. I am just so pleased that I connected with her.
Me too.
And again, because I haven't seen her around in a while, she is kick ass. That's all I can say. And she's a wonderful musician. I've got a CD, at least one of your CDs.
Can I do one poem?
Oh, sure. Do a poem.
Okay. This is called Idol Worshippers. Don't be an idol worshiper. Reach for the sky. Clip your wings. You can't fly. Told you to clap your hands and worship. It's the tradition of man. Bow down. Live the way they say is right. Under false pretense, under a shaded light. All are sincere in what they believe, but what you don't know, the story they told left you deceived. So you bow down to the idols they gave, paid your tithes to say you saved, sacrificed your spirit at the altar of lies. Never knew that's where you died, under false pretense, under shaded light, the great deception. Ain't nobody playing, cause it ain't no game. Ain't nobody playing, don't you feel shame? Idol-minded can't find nothing to do. If you stop trying to feed your ego, flatter your flesh, you'd get yourself out of this mess. Intimidation, abuse, neglect, homeland, insecurity, police state, human disrespect. Inflicting suffering on the sufferers, we pay their check for this abuse, this neglect. This Gestapo U.S. Shut it down, y'all. Shut it down. Idol worshippers, yeah.
That is Saj Kaya. And her website is?
SajKaya.com. SajKaya.com. Did I say that?
I believe you did say that. SajKaya.com.
And you want me to close out with one more poem?
Do we have time for one more poem, Amy?
Do it.
Do it.
Bob Marley said, emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. He said, in this age of technological inhumanity, scientific atrocities, atomic misphilosophies, nuclear misenergy, it's a world that forces lifelong insecurities. And I say, time out for the haters, the traitors of love and life. Trading love, passion for violence and strife, can't even hug one another. Got to wrestle and fight. Affection is hidden in the dark late at night. Time out for the haters of love and a happy life. We're going to chant down haterism with all our might. It's in sight. Love gave us life and a heart to make it right. Time out for the haters, the fakers, the liars, and the cheats. You could never compete with love, passion. Haters are out of fashion. Jealousy, envy, vengeance, spite, arrogance, ignorance, the pompous, vulgar, violent stench are written in your scripts from Willie Lynch. Let it go. You open your eyes and see. You acting out what someone told you to be. Cultures and colors still pitted against each other racially. Time out for the haters, the top traitors of love and life. Remembering honor, respect, and unity will show us how to live free. Respecting you, respecting me, and all humans respectively. This trend we begin loving us, you, we, I, and I, the tree of love for humanity. Closing the door on war and words of mass destruction. Love under construction. Weapons need to dissolve. Take the gunpowder out of pile. Take the B out of bomb. Take the M and C-A-L and you have calm. The world with no bombs would be calm. Yeah. Eliminate the threat. Get a pet. Reset your life to love, not regret. Time out for the haters, the instigators of pain, chaos, and death. It's time you give it a rest. The haters are dismissed. Dismissed.
That was the closest thing to a mic drop I've heard on this show. We have to go, like, right now. So here's a little bit of ending music, and stay tuned for Urban Connections with Donna Wolf. It's Barry Jackson today. And guess who's coming to Kansas City with MC Richardson?